On this week's AP Religion Roundup, Pope Francis considers the future of the Catholic Church. Ukraine complains about the Pope's remarks about Russia's past. And new research reveals how Catholic convents saved Jews in World War II. Pope Francis has defended the decision to keep the discussions of a big Vatican meeting on the future of the Catholic Church behind closed doors. He says the three-week conference is a religious moment for the Church and not a television program that's open to scrutiny. The Synod of Bishops will convene after an unprecedented two-year canvassing of rank-and-file Catholics around the globe and their hopes for the Church. Many Vatican watchers say the Synod could be a defining moment of Pope Francis's papacy. Catholic bishops in Ukraine are upset about the Vatican's diplomatic neutrality in that country's war with Russia. They told Pope Francis in person this week that his words praising Russia's imperial past had pained the Ukrainian people. The 86-year-old Pope told Russian Catholic youths in August that they are the heirs of the great Mother Russia, and he cited Peter the Great and Catherine II as examples. Moscow, in turn, praised the Pope's comments, which the government in Kyiv criticized as imperialist propaganda. The head of the Greek Catholic Church in Ukraine told Francis that the faithful are sensitive to every word from the pontiff as the universal voice of truth and justice. Catholic and Jewish researchers have discovered new evidence that convents and monasteries in Rome sheltered Jews during World War II. The names of at least 3,200 Jews hidden in Catholic institutions were documented in the project, and their identities were corroborated by the city's Jewish community. Researcher Dominic Markle told AP that the project between the Pontifical Biblical Institute and Israel's Yad Vashem Holocaust Research Institute broke new ground on an issue that has often strained relations between Rome's Jewish community and the Vatican. The documentation doesn't appear to shed light on Pope Pius XII's role during World War II. Supporters insist he used quiet diplomacy to save Jewish lives, and critics say he remained silent as the Holocaust raged across Europe. I'm Walter Ratliff.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.